Welcome to Hope Talks, where we share inspiring stories of hope in Jesus Christ. Hope Talks is hosted by Pastor Margaret Michael and Grayson Willis. Join us for uplifting stories of triumph, faith, and the enduring power of Christ's love. Also, if you're in the listening area, tune in to 1470 AM or 102.1 FM WBTX to listen to Hope Talks every Sunday at noon.
Welcome to today's broadcast of Hope Talks. I'm Grayson Willis.
I'm Pastor Margaret Michael.
And today you'll hear a broadcast with an interview that I did with Pastor Kevin Griffin, the lead pastor here at Church of the Nazarene in Harrisonburg, and also Pastor Stephen Willis, who happens to be my uncle and also is the lead pastor of Compassion Church of the Nazarene in Lynchburg, Virginia. I had the two of them on to talk about a conference, Lead Deep, that will be taking place in September here at our church. It's actually a conference that my uncle Stephen leads. And both Pastor Margaret and I have been to Lead Deep in the past. I believe I was trying to think the other night. I think it's the fifth year of the conference. It'll be my fourth year and your third year, Pastor
Margaret? Third year. Yeah, the first couple times that they had Lead Deep, I had something else on my calendar and wasn't able to go. And I was really bummed because it sounded like something I would love to be a part of. And so I've traveled to Ephrata, Pennsylvania for the first conference that I went to. And then this past year to Compassion Church as they hosted it. And my life was definitely, it is a conference that really is for anyone that's in ministry. It's geared for pastors and pastoral staff, directors of ministry, lay leaders. If you lead with anywhere in a ministry, this is a great opportunity. And the thing that I loved so much about it, yes, we had great speakers. We had panels, which I think was in our large groups was so helpful to get perspective from different people on a topic. And then the cohorts where we actually could go in and have those conversations. And the cohorts were set up in a way that you were with people that are in the same or close to the same type of ministry. And so you could really, we had such good conversation.
Yeah, I know each of the years I've went, it's been different, but great in different ways. And there's a couple different tracks. There's the cohort, which most people do cohorts, but they also have a spiritual formation track for those. Maybe it's their first year at the conference or they're looking to get into leadership or grow in their faith or whatever it is. And also, you talked about the panels are a great way to drive discussion in the cohorts, but also the time of worship is amazing also.
Yeah. And, yeah, you think, oh, I'm going to go into this group, you know, after the worship. And I love the way the conference ends, the way they've ended it. It's been really moving, just the way they kind of finish that the conference up. And I won't spoil that. But I know, and I think in this world that we live in, we're all going through something, you know, and to be able to be with a group of people and in a cohort where we can have conversation, because ministry sometimes can be isolating. And so having a place where we, as ministers who are usually ministering to others, begin to minister to one another, you know, and can hear an experience of someone in a group and identify. And there's just these bonds that are, as I'm talking, there's people from my cohort that's coming up in my brain, in my mind, of the sweet fellowship that we had. And there was, for us, there was ice cream afterwards usually. So that was always good too.
Yeah. Yeah. The fellowship is one of the key pieces, I believe, to the conference. Building, you know, getting to know other people. Maybe you know people well, and that's great to fellowship with those you know, but getting to know people in ministry, maybe they're in the same area you, maybe they're not, but just the fellowship is as great as anything else. It's just, there's a lot of great things. And there's also going to be a few revival services Thursday night and Friday night. So even people that aren't a part of the conference can still come to those, yes. Which is a neat piece also.
And that's what I wanted to, I was going to say the evening services will be just as powerful. And so it's an opportunity to kind of, everybody goes, well, you know, I'm busy. And I think, yes, we are all busy. But the one person that a lot of times, if we're in ministry, that we fail to care for is ourselves. And just having some space, it's from Thursday lunch until Saturday lunch, 48 hours of just taking that time to step away from the daily routine and meet with the Lord and with people, others that love him.
Yeah, and the date of the Lead Deep Conference here at Church of the Nazarene in Harrisonburg will be September 18th through the 20th. So it'll start Thursday afternoon, like Pastor Margaret said, and be done by the afternoon on Saturday. And the website to find out about the conference is leaddeep.org. Here is my conversation with Pastor Kevin Griffin and Pastor Stephen Willis. May God bless. Today I'm joined by Pastor Kevin Griffin, our lead pastor here at Church of the Nazarene in Harrisonburg, and also by my uncle Stephen, who happens to be the lead pastor at Compassion Church of the Nazarene in Lynchburg. How are you all doing today?
Doing wonderful. Thanks for the invite, Grayson.
Yeah, thanks for inviting us. We're great.
The reason I have Pastor Kevin and my uncle Stephen here today is to talk about a conference, and I was trying to do the math earlier today, but I believe this is the fifth year of Lead Deep.
That's correct, yeah.
And the conference is called Lead Deep. My uncle Stephen started that with a few of his staff, and this year it's going to be taking place at Church of the Nazarene in Harrisonburg. And so I think it would be good to start out with Pastor Kevin talking about, you know, why is it in Harrisonburg this year?
Well, part of it is that I got to go, maybe my first year I went, I was not a pastor when it was in Lynchburg, and I really, I could go on for a whole podcast about all that I took away from it, but then I became a pastor in Pennsylvania, and your uncle and I were sitting at a table one night late during that conference at IHOP, and I looked at him and I said, hey, does Lead Deep travel? And he looked back at me and he said, what's your thoughts? And I said, why don't we do this in Pennsylvania at my church? And so he said, man, I love that idea. So one long after that, after a few conversations that we got our staffs together and we started dreaming and praying and planning. And so we did. We took it to Pennsylvania a couple of years ago. 8 months ago, I moved here to become the pastor at this local congregation. And we revisited this same conversation again and said, wouldn't it be great if it traveled again? So now we're a little closer. Lynchburg and Harrisonburg are an hour and 45 minutes away versus 4.5 hours. And so that's why we're sitting here. We're sitting here because he and I are in the same cohort. We've become good friends. And just because one night at 11 o'clock sitting at IHOP at a diner setting, we just looked at each other and said, man, this might be a great idea. Let's take this on the road.
Wow. And you mentioned cohort. So talk about that, because that's one of the components of this is different groups of people. And so just talk about that, Uncle Stephen.
Yeah. Kevin talks about the IHOP. It was something that he said at IHOP that only had confirmed what the Spirit was already doing. The Lead Deep Conference is bigger than any local church, and much of the Lead Deep Conference is about us as leaders and as people who go to church to break down the silos. And Kevin, that's what I just want to say about you. One of the things I appreciate about your heart is your posture to just tear down any silo that would prevent us from being everything God wants us to be. And so Kevin was the pastor at Ephrata, and we took it there, and now we're bringing it here in September. It really has a lot to do with Kevin's heart and for the heart of those he leads, that we want to break down the silos that prevent prevent us from being all that God wants us to be. And with that, Grayson, we have cohorts, and it is a cohort-driven conference, because this is not just a conference about showing up and listening to all the people who know everything about church tell you about it. It's really a conversation. The whole conference is based on relationship. The whole conference is based upon people not only coming to receive, but people coming to give. And so this cohort idea is that, as Kevin mentioned, we're a part of the same cohort. The cohort is bigger than a weekend. It's a relationship that extends throughout the year. And so it's a conversation. Kevin can't count the number of times he's been blessed by things that have happened in these cohort conversations, and neither can I. And that's the beautiful thing. Kevin and I find ourselves in similar seats as lead pastors of churches. And so we share a lot of the same struggles, the same joys, you know, the same things that we all challenged by. And so we find unity in that. We find unity in Christ. We find unity in about everything, with the exception of college basketball teams.
That's a different conversation for another day. But I can speak, this will be the fourth year that I've been, I missed the first year, but this will be the fourth year. And I know each time I've gotten something different. Like the first year I was in the, you'll have to help me with this, it was not the cohort, but it was the spiritual formation, I believe it was called. So I did that the first year. And then the second year I was in a cohort with like people that did media, technology, not all the same, but that same kind of sphere, so to speak. And I got a lot out of that. And then last year I came thinking it would be the same as the year before. But I actually was with different people in different areas of ministry, but dealing with the same stuff in ministry, kind of like I've heard my dad say this before, we can't expect to advance if we don't take time to retreat, kind of fill in our cup. I told Pastor Kevin that was the biggest thing that I got out of last year, was being able, as leaders, we got to be able to fill our cups. We can't just be pouring into other people if we have an empty cup, and we have to be poured into and pour into others.
No, and that's beautiful. And what I love about your testimony is this is not just a conference for lead pastors. This is, you talked about you were a part of the spiritual formation breakout the first year that you came. This is for laymen as well. This is for anybody who loves Jesus and wants to make an impact for the kingdom. The truth of the matter is we're all leaders. We're all leaders of something. And so one of the things that we're really looking forward to this year that Kevin and I both are excited about is we're really doubling down. And this year we're starting a brand new cohort that is actually for business owners and business leaders. And so that'll be a cohort for that. But also there's a discipleship component where people can just literally come and be a part of a platform teaching that will help them grow in their faith. Yeah, so it's an opportunity for people to come together in any area of ministry, both for discipleship and for leadership.
Yeah, and so the dates of Lead Deep?
Yeah, so it begins on Thursday, September the 18th, and it extends through Saturday, September the 20th, and it'll be right here on the campus of the Church of the Nazarene in Harrisonburg.
And what is the, really, I could probably save this to the end, but I'll say it again at the end. If people want information about Lead Deep, I know you all have a website with information, if you just want to give that information.
Yeah, the best way you can learn more about the Lead Deep Conference and Lead Deep as well is to go to www.leaddeep.org, and you can actually register for that conference right on that. We will let you know that we will look to extend the early bird registration through the middle part of August. So the conference actually begins on September the 18th. That's a Thursday afternoon, and it extends through Saturday the 20th. It will be done by about 11 a.m. People can go to www.leaddeep.org to register. We have an early bird registration fee that actually will extend through the middle part of August. And then after that time, the price of registration will go up.
Yeah, so... it's funny. I know last year it was at your church, Compassion Church of the Nazarene in Lynchburg. And I remember, thank you for allowing me to stay at your house, but I remember asking about Lead Deep. You know, I was already looking forward to it again this year from last year. And you said, if it works out, you might not have to go very far to go. So it's cool that we're able to host it here this year. And that helps you all and your team. I believe you said y'all's goal was at least every other year you know, every other year it would be in Lynchburg, but every other year it would be somewhere else. So that's cool.
And we're doing that for two reasons. One's, again, we don't want to make it about one local church. But two, also, when you take it to different towns, take it to different churches, it really helps you expand your influence and it gets more people involved. And so as the Lord allows, we're going to continue to stay on this routine of every other year going to a different church and location.
So you have a team, you don't do this. So if you just want to share whatever's important about Lead Deep, or it's not just earlier at the day of this recording, we were talking, it's not just cohorts. It's not, you know, there's other things like worship and I believe an evening revival service. So there's other components of Lead Deep other than just a conference that people can take part in.
Yes, so that's the beauty in it, I think. There's really something for everybody. The Thursday afternoon will begin with a large session, and then from there move into cohorts. And then with every church that hosts Lead Deep, we really suggest that they actually do night services. And so this year on Thursday and Friday night, the Church of the Nazarene here in Harrisonburg is going to be inviting all their people to come and be a part of this revival. And Pastor Kevin and his team has already aligned two just exceptional pastors, Pastor Trent Ice and Pastor James Hayward will be coming and sharing. And so the people of the Church of the Nazarene are invited to be a part of the Lead Deep Conference, but even those who are not able to come to the conference during the day will be able to come for revival in the night. And I think it's going to be wonderful.
And Pastor Kevin, if you want to talk about that a little bit.
Yeah, I think for me, there are two things that are great. Is that it's not someone who stands up and lectures you on leadership the whole weekend. So it's this panel, it's more conversational. But then at night, after being fellowshipping, learning, the educational piece, all of these things that you absorb during the day, then at night we gather all these leaders and our local church, and we get to celebrate and worship. So we have, for us, our local church is the benefactor of having all of this group from Lead Deep with us. So Thursday night we'll have a service. Friday night, we'll have a service. We take a break on Saturday night, and then we come back on Sunday morning, and we conclude what's a great weekend. So we'll have special speakers here that weekend. He already mentioned Trent Ice and James Hayward will be with us. But we get to benefit, but we also get to bless and love on all these other leaders from around the area that are coming, that they just need to worship, right? And they just need to absorb it. And so they get to do that in our congregation.
Yeah, Greg and Grayson, I just want to say to you, I said it off the recording. You know, the scripture tells us that whatever a man sows, he also reaps. And just so grateful for Pastor Kevin and his leadership team just investing in this. And on my way here today, just thankful and also prayerful that as Harrisonburg Church is continuing to plant good seed, that out of that will come a great harvest. And that's what's so beautiful. Kevin gets that we can't do ministry in silos, that we should rejoice. And I'll tell you a little bit about the history of Lead Deep. One of the things that really launched the Lead Deep goal and vision was I had at one time early before Lead Deep ever existed, I felt like the Spirit asked me, not audibly, louder than that, asked me, why don't I get more excited about people getting saved in other churches as I do my own church? And it was, you're like, how do you know the Lord said that? Well, I don't ask myself questions like that. I ask myself questions like, what's for dinner, or when do I get to play golf again, or what time's the ball game coming on? But one of the things is we as the people of God need to celebrate kingdom advancement, right? Whether it's in our local church or in others. And I think when we get out of the way of ourselves and get on the true vision of what God wants us to do, we're just going to be excited about kingdom advancement regardless of where it's coming from.
Yeah. We're all on the same team. We're all trying to, I actually, in an interview that I did with somebody from your church, Mara, Pastor Margaret and I did it over the phone. She said, well, in her context and in my context, she was saying we're not on earth to get married, we're on earth to populate heaven. But like all of us are on earth to populate heaven. And I think that's part of Lead Deep is pouring into leaders so that they can go back and lead in their context, in their area, And so everybody's helping each other.
Yeah,
so.
I don't even want to, I'm not going to get into the details, Kevin, because it's not important, but I can remember one particular cohort that we had where just a basic factual information came across your plate that you didn't really know about in the context of the local church, and it blessed that local church in an unbelievable way. And I think that's it. I think we catch things from people. We learn things from people. You know, one of the reasons that Kevin and I are good friends is I like hanging around people that are better than me. People have gifts and talents that I can glean from. And so that's Kevin. He's smiling at me now for saying that, but I mean it in all sincerity.
And Pastor Kevin, I guess you've been to all, have you been to all the Lead Deep? This will be the fifth year.
Yes.
So what have, in your time and Lead Deep, you shared, you know, you shared a little bit about that, but if you want to expand, especially since you already, your previous church already hosted it once, so that kind of helps probably, and it's a little different, but just, you know, you've had different experiences each year too, I'm saying.
Yeah, it's sort of like when they ask you to, would you teach this class or would you, and I always tell the person, if I'm the one asking them, you're going to help people in the class. But at the end of the day, the person who's going to get helped most is you. Yeah. So we're going to host Lead Deep. At the end of the day, Lead Deep and the people who show up will be blessed. Right. But it'll end up being us that's blessed right. most. And right. that's not why we're doing it. Right. I believe in the vision of it. I'm a product of it. That's the other thing. I'm different than a lot of people who will come for the first or second time. I don't know, but I'm a benefactor of it. Like right. Pastor Stephen said that he and I are in a cohort. So our cohort, we meet every month. There's about six or eight guys. And this just happens to be all male in our group. That wasn't on purpose, but we meet once a month by Zoom. And the gentleman who essentially leads us on that Zoom is a guy who would say, he's not from our state. Man, I need this group. Well, we need it too. And it's amazing. Sometimes we just do sit on there and we talk about basketball and golf. Mm. But 90% of the time, it's about, okay, what's Jesus doing in your life? What are your needs? How's your family? And it's a beautiful, you know, for lack of better verses, and it's not a bad verse, it's a good one. It's an iron sharpened iron, but it's also a support. It's a prayer. It's a, yeah, I don't know. It's been a great, it's not just we get together because we can teach each other how to do ministry better.
And if y'all want to expand on that, Lead Deep isn't just one weekend. It continues throughout the year.
Yeah, yeah. I think that that's the most important part, is that we're not in this alone. And I think that sometimes ministry positions can feel like the most lonely places. And so the mantra that I've kind of understood, that I've kind of lived by and related to that, is an illustration of a pack of wolves. You know, if you run into one wolf, you can get real loud and bang on something and you'll probably be okay. But if you wake up and there's 10 of them surrounding you, the best thing you can do is just pray, because either you're going to get a miracle or you're about to meet Jesus. And so I think that there's strength in numbers, and that's what it's all about, is calling people out of their silos, out of those lonely places to do life together. I care as much about what is going on at the Church of the Nazarene in Harrisonburg as I care about what's going on in Lynchburg, because ultimately it's kingdom advancement. And that is really the essence of what Lead Deep's all about.
And also, this isn't our context, but it's the context of a lot of people that come to Lead Deep. Some people are either pastoring or leading kind of in obscurity in smaller churches. And so it also offers them some support.
You said it best. You said it best. There's some of these pastors that they do go it alone. And I was telling the leadership team today as we were planning that my phone will ring, or I'll get three or four texts a week from people who are part of the Lead Deep Collective in the conversation. And they're not reaching out to me necessarily because I got all the answers. Oftentimes I send them to people that do, but it's, they know that I'm a person that's available to them, to help them. And that's not just happening with me. It's happening across the board with all of the pastors who are part of the Lead Deep Collective. Sometimes I call people to get information myself, and other times people call me to get information. And sometimes it's not even about the information. It's about the relationship. It's about the team building. It's about just being together.
And this is kind of a two-part question, so whichever part you want to, it kind of Well, actually, maybe I could make it a three-part. But the two-part is, you know, we've talked about cohorts, and I also mentioned about spiritual formation. So maybe start off talking about the spiritual formation component and what that kind of looks like.
Yeah, so there are things that I come to learn about ministry, and then there are things that feed my soul. And so the idea of Lead Deep Conference is both. It's, yes, I'm going to come and learn how to be a better pastor, but I'm also going to become and be fed. And I think that that's the thing. And then, so for laity, for like we've said, not everybody who comes to Lead Deep Conference are lead pastors of churches. Mm-hmm. We have a large number of laity who come who really just look to be discipled and to grow in their faith and to realize they're leaders too. Everybody's mm-hmm. Everybody's a leader. You show up here at the Church of the Nazarene on a Sunday morning and go to the toddler room, there's a two-year-old in that toddler room that's probably the leader. And so we're all leading somebody, right?
Right.
I think what he's saying, too, is that was the beauty that I saw right away. And I know more people now after having gone to it a number of times. But what I saw across the board was it wasn't all pastors. It wasn't all pastors of large churches. It wasn't all pastors of small churches. It was this great group of people who gathered, and there might be a hospital president in the room, and there might be a person who's teaching Sunday school at a church of 40. Like, and the ability for the conference to be able to minister to all of those groups of people, to me, it was a picture of the church.
Yeah.
It was different ages, different races, different. It just did a really good job for me. In 2 days, I looked at it and I went, this looks like a picture of what church looks like.
Yeah. Yeah. Like heaven, right?
That's right. That's right.
Yeah. Yeah. And I would like to end really, Grayson, to say those of you who are listening, consider coming and also considering inviting somebody.
Yeah.
And there's the power. The power in that's an invitation. And that's where it's at. The power of an invitation. Be here September 18th through the 20th. I think God will really use it to bless you and also bless others.
So just in closing, any final thoughts that you all would like to share about Lead Deep that you haven't shared already, or maybe that I haven't asked you already?
No, I would like to double down and just thank the Church of the Nazarene in Harrisonburg for using their resources to help us do this. And also pray and be a part of the conversation. I would say this. People who come to Lead Deep Conference come not only to receive, they come to give. And the more people that we can get here with that attitude for advancement will make Lead Deep Conference everything it's supposed to be.
He's not going to remember saying this, so off the heels of what he just said, we were sitting in our cohort, our small group. It was my second year, and I don't even know how it came up. But he said in that cohort, when I've studied revivals, I always go back to one common denominator in revivals. Lead Deep is not a revival, and yet it sort of is. And I think it brings revival to a lot of people. The common denominator for all of them was people prayed.
Mm-hmm.
So we as leaders gathered this morning, mm-hmm. and we prayed and we worshiped as we thought about what's this going to look like for us in the future. That happened already among the leaders. If the people who are coming will pray, and then the people at our church are going to benefit, I mean, revival's going to happen. And it'll happen among leaders, it'll happen among lay leaders, and it'll happen in our churches. Because then we infuse mm-hmm. and empower leaders to go back and take it
right.
to their churches.
Yeah, and that actually goes to what Grayson started with on the front end. And that is, we come to have our cups filled right. so we can pour out into the lives of other people.
That's right.
Sometimes we minister out of the lack in our lives, but we can't do that long term. We need to be filled with the Spirit and minister out of the overflow of His Spirit in our lives. That's what makes the difference.
Well, thank you, Uncle Stephen and Pastor Kevin, for joining me today. I'm looking forward to Lead Deep. I'm just going to say a prayer in closing for Lead Deep and for the leadership and all that will come. Lord, I just thank you today for this conversation, and I just lift up Uncle Stephen and Pastor Kevin to you and everybody involved in all the preparation that's going on with Lead Deep and all those that will come, Lord. And I just thank you in advance for all that you're going to do that weekend and for lives that will be changed, leaders that will be poured into and get poured into. And I just pray for the revivals those evening, those services, the worship, and for all the different things, Lord. And thank you for these two men and their leadership of it. And ask all this in your name. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you for listening to today's broadcast of Hope Talks. I hope that as I've talked to my Uncle Stephen, Pastor Stephen Willis, and Pastor Kevin Griffin today, that today's broadcast truly has been a half hour of hope for your life. May God bless.
Hope Talks is sponsored by Church of the Nazarene in Harrisonburg in partnership with Sunshine Ministries. If you enjoyed today's episode, make sure to subscribe, rate, and leave a review on Spotify or Apple Podcast. Your feedback helps us spread hope to even more listeners. Stay tuned for more uplifting stories in the next episode. Until then, keep the faith, share the love, and find joy in the hope that Jesus Christ brings.